God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome to our worship this morning on this Remembrance Sunday. It's good to have you with us here in church or at home. Just one practical thing to keep in mind is at the end of the service, if you're joining us at the War Memorial, which of course you're very welcome to do, please take this booklet that's in front of you with you. It has the Act of Remembrance in the back of the book, so don't forget to take that with you so you can participate in that service when we get there.
In life and in death, we are with the Lord. Let us turn to the Lord, who is full of compassion and mercy, and ask that he will forgive us our sins and extend his healing love upon our broken world. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God.
Amen.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty Father, whose will is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of all, govern the hearts and minds of those in authority, and bring the families of the nations, divided and torn apart by the ravages of sin, to be subject to his just and gentle rule, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. Now we command you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to keep away from every brother or sister living irresponsibly and not according to the tradition that they received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us. We were not irresponsible when we were with you, and we did not eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with toil and labour, we worked night and day, so that we might not burden any of you. This was not because we do not have that right, but in order to give you an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we gave you this command: anyone unwilling to work should not eat. For we hear that some of you are living irresponsibly, mere busybodies, not doing any work. Now such persons we command and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. Brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that is about to take place?" And Jesus said, "Beware that you are not led astray. For many will come in my name and say, I am he, and the time is near. Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately. Then he said to them, Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues. And there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. This is the gospel of the Lord.
I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, friends, here we are, Remembrance Sunday again, and it's always a difficult one, it seems to me, in our calendar. Not because it's not an important event, not because it's not important to remember, to give thanks and to honour those who've given their lives, but because, as we all know, it doesn't sit comfortably with a God of peace, doesn't sit comfortably with a Jesus who died on the cross for our sins. So it always sits strangely, and I always scratch my head thinking, well, what to say today? But of course, as always, I begin with the readings that are given for the day. And this morning's readings made me think a bit about imitating, and you'll obviously understand why if you've heard that first reading. And if you think about it, at the high chair, the child learns about how to eat with a fork and spoon by watching and copying, or to use that word from St. Paul, by imitating what they see the grown-ups doing. And we all know that we learn something about how we behave, for good or bad, by copying others through school, of course, and into adulthood. And we often imitate the behaviour of others because we want to fit into whatever group we belong. That's okay, of course, providing that is we are copying, imitating, life-giving habits. It's not so good when the opposite is true, when we're manipulated into imitating that which diminishes our lives. Think of the great totalitarian regimes, the great isms of communism and Nazism, how they made a virtue of a particular kind of imitation. But I think we all still get a bit manipulated sometimes into imitating the wrong people or patterns of behaviour.
For example, we can unwittingly perhaps get manipulated by social media with those clever algorithms that often subtly reinforce our own prejudices and beliefs, or by a news media that often stirs up our base fears and anxieties. It feels that in some ways both those examples are sometimes, to return to that reading from St. Paul, underpinned by a kind of irresponsibility on the part of social media companies and many news outlets. Of course, there was no mass media in St. Paul's time. He certainly felt there were people living irresponsibly then too. So when he writes to his friends, he says they should imitate, copy them, and thereby find a different way to live. But why should they? After all, Paul was sat in prison when he wrote those words. It's hardly a great advert, is it? Yet Paul is clear that if they are serious about following Jesus, then they must try to imitate this Jesus in how they live together. Now, I don't think that Paul thought the first Christian communities were ever perfect. Indeed, we get a sense in Scripture sometimes just how good they were at falling out with each other. But nevertheless, St. Paul believed there was to be something different and distinctive about them, rooted and grounded as they were in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And understanding Jesus' death on the cross in particular was at the heart of who they were and how they were to live. For Paul had come to know, through Jesus, that if the cycle of anger and hatred, of betrayal and war, the cost of which we contemplate today, if this was ever to be broken, then it happens by imitating the way of the cross. For us today, these words come as a reminder that if we are truly to follow Christ, if in some sense we are really to imitate him, then we too must contemplate the cross. And how through it we are shown a different way to live and love, but it's costly, as Paul knew, sat in prison, and as saints have known over the years. Among them, George Bell, the Bishop of Chichester from 1929 to 1958, whom the church commemorated at the beginning of last month. He was once a curate of Leeds Parish Church, and he spoke against the carpet bombing of German cities like Dresden towards the end of the war. On the 9th of February 1944 in the House of Lords, he said that the policy is obliteration, openly acknowledged. This is not a justifiable act of war. In many ways, his stance about this issue cost him. Some think he would have become the Archbishop of Canterbury, that many were so angered by what he said that it never happened. Bell, I'm sure, as we do, understood the necessity for the Second World War, but on this particular issue, he had to speak out, imitating in his own way and inspired by the Jesus who through the cross showed the world a different way. Bishop Bell's example, like that of so many others, remind us of how sometimes the followers of Jesus will stand out and sometimes look strange. Just as Jesus' words in the Gospel today probably seem strange to us. Some people are looking admiringly at the temple, how it was beautifully adorned with stones. Jesus, though, unsettles them. His words, though strangely pertinent heard today, both because of the COP27 conference, mindful as we are of some of the dreadful portents of climate change, but also, of course, because of the ongoing war in Ukraine. And imagining those admiring the temple did take me to Ukraine and made me think of the buildings that have been damaged or destroyed by bombs and missiles, from churches and cathedrals to schools and hospitals. Those buildings, perhaps once thought beautiful, are now tragically rubble or in ruins. So Jesus' words today remind us that our faith is not in beautifully adorned temples, but in Jesus Christ himself, the one who by the cross broke the cycle of hate and revenge and gave us an example to imitate. And we come here this morning to meet this Jesus, and be schooled in the art of imitating him, remembering who we are and who we might be as we are sent out to bring his healing and reconciling love to a broken world. Now, of course, that doesn't mean we don't get it wrong sometimes. As I've said already, we are often drawn to imitate the wrong people and ideas. That's why our service begins with sorrow and penitence. But we leave renewed, leave to go in peace, and strive like Bishop Bell to try to hold on to and live into and speak of a bigger vision, and as St. Paul said, to not be weary in doing what is right. Bell was regarded by many as a saint. My father met him once and remembered many years on the beauty and the holiness of his face. I'll finish with some of his words that we shall sing at the end of our service today, and I pray, we pray, carry into the rest of our lives. He said, "Let love's unconquerable might our scattered companies unite." Friends, may we never tire of proclaiming the love of God revealed in Jesus Christ and dream of living together in love and peace. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our Saviour was crucified on Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
And as for you, brothers and sisters, never tire of doing what is good. Let us sit or kneel to pray. We pray for your church throughout the world. In the World Anglican Church community, we pray for the Anglican Church in Hong Kong, for Archbishop Andrew Chan, and in that diocese's cycle of prayer, today they are praying for the ministries of St. John's Cathedral as a place of God's grace, welcoming all, following Christ and changing lives in the heart of Hong Kong. We give thanks to all those churches in this diocese who will be joining with us in holding a remembrance service. We join with them in saying the diocesan prayer for this day. Father, on this day we ask that you hold forever all who have suffered during war, those who have returned scarred by warfare, and those who waited anxiously at home. Remember those who acted with compassion, those who risked their own lives for their comrades, and those who in the aftermath of war work tirelessly for a more peaceful world. Grant us peace in our time. In this church, we ask for your blessing on the Whitkirk's Got Talent event on Tuesday evening. We ask that we all take the opportunity to reflect on how we can contribute to this church and parish that we hold so dear. We ask that we be open to discover new opportunities and to have the confidence to offer and for that offering to be received. We give thanks to all those who organise and run Messy Church, which is to be held later today, and we ask for your blessing in all the children and their families who will attend. Strengthen Nick and all your bishops and all your church in the service of Christ, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Today we remember all those who are serving and have served in our armed forces, and all those that support them. We recall all those areas across the world where today our armed forces are stationed. We remember those places where there is active conflict. We especially remember the conflict in Ukraine. We hear the cries of people on both sides in all conflicts. We're asking the question, why? Why this destruction? Why this loss of life? We give thanks there is now a recognition of the importance of providing an effective counselling service to members of our armed forces. For many of them, "There for the grace of God go I" has a powerful resonance. As they experience the death of their fellow soldiers, sometimes literally alongside them, creating powerful and haunting memories. We pray for those providing the service and those who receive it. And the world that they have fought so bravely to protect is now under threat because of the failure to take the necessary action to save our planet. We ask that those attending the COP27 conference will be brave and resourceful enough to take the decisions needed to save life as we know it on Earth. Thank you for the physical landscapes that surround us. We thank you too for the inner landscape of our thoughts and feelings. As the environment forms us, may we form an environment which is beneficial to all your creatures. Bless and guide Charles, our King. Give wisdom to all in authority and direct this and every nation in the ways of justice and of peace, that men may honour one another and seek the common good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for this community. We ask for your blessing on all those who will be joining with us at Whitkirk's Act of Remembrance. We pray for the Royal British Legion, for all poppy sellers and all involved in that organisation, and all who will benefit by the appeal. We pray for the residents of Field End Road. Help us to be good neighbours, always willing to support and quick to forgive at times of discord. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. We continue to ask for your blessing on all those working in our NHS. At a time of record waiting times in our AE departments and long waiting lists, we give thanks for all those continuing to provide health services at this difficult time. And we ask for your blessing on all those waiting to receive treatments. Today we will all be remembering friends, relatives and neighbours who need our prayers, and in a moment of silence we offer up our prayers for them. To those people we add those who have asked for our prayers. Brian and June Sutcliffe, Jean Bannister, Graham Webster, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jeff Blowers, Shane Simpson, Jeff Lidster and Roger Gay, together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Margaret Burton, George Brown, Jennifer Mode, and Lynn Perry. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy. Today we remember. There are too many names from the remembrance boards that are in church and at the Lynch Gate for us to remember them all by name, so we can only select a few. We remember Charles Ascott, Edgar Dale, William Hargreaves, Eric Mackey, John Shaw and Roy Worsall. We remember that each of those names and all the other names is a person with a mum and dad. Someone who often would have brothers and sisters, a partner, some with children. There will be with some with us today who have or are serving in the armed forces, who will be remembering at this moment comrades and friends who have died in conflict. We ask that you be with them, wrapping your arms around them in love. And there will be others today grieving for people who have recently died from this parish. We remember by name Lucilla Kovlesche, June Danby, Anthony George Hatton and Freddie Robinson. And we remember too those whose anniversary of death occur at this time. Joyce Schofield, Josephine Feller and Tony Wheelhouse. Be with them all and their families. When I am laid on earth, may my wrongs create no trouble, no trouble in thy breast. Remember me. Remember me. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Rejoicing in the fellowship of St. Mary and all your saints, we commend ourselves and all Christian people to your unfailing love. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. The peace of the Lord be always with you."
And also with you. Let us offer one another a sign of peace.
Thank you.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. You bring forth bread from the earth. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. You create the fruit of the vine. Blessed be God forever. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Lord of life, creator of heaven and earth. To you be glory and praise forever. For through his death on the cross, your Son Jesus Christ has broken the power of evil, and by his glorious resurrection has opened for us the gate of life eternal. In him you seek the lost, restoring those whose lives have been shattered and torn apart. In the fullness of time, he will gather all things to himself, enfolding us and all who have died in war in his undying love. And so we pray that we who have set our hope on Christ may come to the peace of heaven, there with angels and archangels to sing your praise forever. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this wine, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit, inspire us with your love, and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Jesus said, "Gather up the fragments that nothing may be lost. Lord, feed us with the bread of heaven." Thank you. Let us pray. God of peace, whose Son Jesus Christ proclaimed the kingdom and restored the broken to wholeness of life, look with compassion on the anguish of the world, and by your healing power make whole both people and nations through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. God of truth, we have seen with our eyes and touched with our hands the bread of life. Strengthen our faith that we may grow in love for you and for each other through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Peace. In the name of Christ. Amen.
I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. we meet in the presence of God. We commit ourselves to work in penitence and faith for reconciliation between the nations, that all people may together live in freedom, justice, and peace. We pray for all who in bereavement, disability, and pain continue to suffer the consequences of fighting and terror. We remember with thanksgiving and sorrow those whose lives in world wars and conflicts past and present have been given and taken away.
They shall not grow old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
Ever-living God, we remember those whom you have gathered from the storm of war into the peace of your presence. May that same peace calm our fears, bring justice to all peoples and establish harmony among the nations. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty and eternal God, from whose love in Christ we cannot be parted either by death or life, hear our prayers and thanksgivings for all whom we remember this day. Fulfill in them the purpose of your love, and bring us all with them to your eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. We will.
Will you seek to heal the wounds of war?
We will.
Will you work for a just future for all humanity?
We will.
Merciful God, we offer to you the fears in us that have not yet been cast out by love. May we accept the hope you have placed in the hearts of all people and live lives of justice, courage, and mercy. Jesus Christ, our risen Redeemer.
Amen.
Save our gracious King, long live our noble King, God save the King. Send him victorious, happy and glorious, long to reign over us, God save the King.
God grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, church, the king, the commonwealth, and all people, unity, peace, and concord. And to us and all God's servants, life everlasting. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.